It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
I mean, I just don't think they've actually thought this through. If this goes on for a month or months and people can't get a hold of us, they're going to totally freak out. Meanwhile, my mom's probably having a panic attack already. And then what about Hawkins? That lady's just supposed to keep it contained. Like, you can contain any of this without Elle. I mean...
Yeah.
If you keep staring at that, it's not going to change, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Before the cops came, me and Elle, we had a bad fight. We never fight. I mean, we fought before, but just like silly fights, stupid fights. But I don't know, this one just felt more adult. Like it just felt more real. Like it was a fight that you can't come back from. And maybe I should have said something. And if I would have said that thing, then maybe she'd want me there with her, wherever she is.
Look, Mike. You're gonna see her again, and whatever it is, whatever you didn't say, you can say it to her then. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's gonna be okay. She's not in Hawkins. That's what we should be worrying about.
You don't trust Owens?
No. I don't know. I mean, he's been good to us and good to Al, but he wasn't able to protect me. That was you guys who saved me. That was you guys.
Looks like it's gonna be up to us again.
It always is, isn't it?
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. Yes, I'm back already talking about the next 10 minutes of Dear Billy. Today we'll be talking about minutes 10 to 20. And where last time I think we spent like 2 seconds in California, and then I think the rest of the time we were in Hawkins. I mean, this was just recorded the other day, but this time we bounce around. We're in Hawkins, we're in Russia, we're in Alaska, and we're in California, all within this 10-minute block. But before we get there, I typed in Stranger Things into Google News again. And the only thing that I wanted to talk about is a food tie-in that I saw. Has nothing to do specifically with Stranger Things 5, but Doritos is releasing limited edition Stranger Things flavors. And Doritos, I don't know, like growing up, they said there's like five major food groups. I don't know which one is Doritos, not includes Doritos, but is Doritos. I'm not sure exactly, but it's definitely one of them. You know, I've seen that there's the Chips Ahoy Stranger Things. I saw them at the store the other day and I didn't buy them because I thought, Michael, you shouldn't have every single one of those delicious cookies. But I will get one of these Stranger Things flavors. I'm going to put a link to this in the show notes. This is from allrecipes.com, which, by the way, if you like to cook, this isn't an ad. I use All Recipes. I got this chili recipe off there. It's Chili Rick's, and it's the only chili I've ever made. It's very sweet. It's made with barbecue sauce. I have no idea where I'm going with this, except that's the first thing I think of when I think of All Recipes. But they're talking about Doritos launches a new Stranger Things collisions flavor, inspired by the Upside Down. What does it say on the cover? Wait, Chip In for Hawkins, limited 1987 edition. And there's a phone number on the front of the Doritos, 1-855-4-Hawkins. Okay, I have to be honest with you, this was not part of the plan. I didn't even realize this until I'm getting a closer look at this bag of Doritos. So is it both flavors in one? I don't know how the collisions work. I don't know if that's a Doritos thing, but there's Stranger Pizza and Cool Ranch, which I'm going to guess are pretty similar to just the regular flavors, because isn't it it's nacho cheese usually and Cool Ranch. But then there's also the Doritos Minis, spicy sweet chili. I've never had Doritos Minis, but they come in a Pringles can. That's basically what I call them. And it looks like Vecna's on the box, on the container, the tube, whatever you call it, in a limited edition, glow-in-the-dark edition. I think that's the one I'm going to get. I'm going to get the can of spicy sweet chili Minis Doritos. I didn't expect to be talking about food this much in this episode. And that's not the last edible thing I'm going to be talking about. So what's weird is this article mentions nothing about the phone number. And I didn't know anything. I wouldn't know anything about it except that I zoomed in on the photo. And right at the top of the big bag of Doritos, it says Chip In for Hawkins with a phone number. So let's call that number.
Well, hi there. Eager to chip in already, huh? Well, you're a little early, but the 1987 Doritos Telethon for Hawkins is almost underway. Call back during our scheduled broadcast beginning September 30th to speak with the world's biggest stars to share your bold message of support. Remember, tell your friends, let's chip in for Hawkins.
Wait, what? And then it just hangs up. There's going to be a telethon for Hawkins September 30th. So apparently I'm late to the show here, late to the game. It shows some Twitter account called Hawkins Happenings said Doritos and Stranger Things line just changed. I don't know what it said before, but now it says now teasing the 1987 Doritos telethon for Hawkins. Call is reportedly talked to the world's biggest stars. Like, what does that mean? I Hawkins Happenings, I don't know this Twitter account. Oh, but you know, it shows now, I don't know if where they got this picture or this video from, but it shows WSQK. So is it tied into the radio station? Is that how the radio station gets tied in? That's where it's at the telethon. But a telethon means on TV. Tele, right? I don't know. That's interesting. I swear I had no plans on how I was going to be calling this number. I didn't, this isn't part of like, oh, I'm going to talk about the Doritos and then call the number. Nope. That just happened organically 5 minutes before hitting return. Hitting record, I did see about the Doritos, and I definitely, I'm definitely getting them now. And now I need to find out what's going on September 30th. I think we all need to figure out what's going on there. Could there be a trailer? Could there be an official trailer? Ooh, I don't know. This is me just speculating, And that sounds very exciting. Yes, I said speculating wrong. I know. Now I'm intrigued what September 30th will bring us. I want to give a shout out in this episode to a listener of some of my podcast, Judah, and his family. His family runs a coffee company called Ember Coffee. And a few weeks back, Judah asked, hey, would you be interested in, do you like coffee? Would you be interested if we sent you some coffee, talking about it a little bit? And yes, the answer is yes. And I spoke about it on one of my episodes of Joggist that I did back in August. And now I'm doing it here on Stranger Things, where actually people listen. So people are actually listening and hearing about Ember Coffee, which is Minnesota's premier small batch air roaster. The beans in your hands. Yes, the beans in my hands. I'm holding these beans right now. I still have some beans. I'm still enjoying these beans. They've been ethically sourced and hand-selected from some of the finest coffee regions in the world. And what does air roasted mean? What's the air roasted coffee difference? It means low acid, easier on your stomach. And I have a stomach. We all do. Smooth flavor, low or no mold, and low or no mycotoxins, which I believe I pronounced correctly. Yes, I'm usually a ground coffee guy. And when I got these coffee beans, you know what I did? I went out and bought a coffee grinder. Yes, in my hand, this is great for an audio podcast. Listen to this. I'm actually grinding coffee beans as we speak. Some of my favorite podcasts that I do get fueled by coffee, and Ember Coffee is definitely something you should check out. I'll put a link to them in the show notes. But thank you again, Minnesota's best. Wait, right? Does this say right here? Minnesota's best 2024 gold winner, best coffee 2 years. Wonderful. This is something called El Jefe, specialty grade air roasted milk, chocolate, molasses, and nostalgia. You know what also it is? I don't know if that's good English, but you know what it is? Delicious. It's a little late for me to have some tonight, but I'm grinding my beans and I'm going to make some for tomorrow. Well, I'm going to make it tomorrow. I'm not going to make it tonight. Come on. I'm not a crazy person. So anyway, check out embercoffee.co. I'm still grinding. So this 10-minute block picks up exactly where the last one left off, as usual, where we're in Nancy's bedroom with Robin and Steve. And Steve thinks, you know, like, he really thinks that he's being underutilized. He does not want to stay behind with the younger kids. He thinks that his charm can be, you know, used maybe to help win over the asylum director. But Nancy's like, you know, he's very distinguished. And I think the way we win him over, we need to really convince him that we're true academic scholars. So that's kind of a subtle insult a little bit to Steve, don't you think? But as she, and you know, it's funny, we're true academic scholars. And as she says that, Robin is like, oh, look, there's a ballerina with a music box. You know, like she's kind of being goofy. And Steve's like, she's giving you academic scholar vibes. Nancy says, well, no, but she will. And she holds up this frilly dress and Robin's like, oh, no, no, no. Please tell me that you're joking. So now we leave Hawkins for a little while. This 10-minute block starts with Hawkins and it ends with Hawkins. But now we go to Alaska. It's very quick. We just see Joyce and Murray. They're at the motel. They're bundled up even inside the motel, but it's because they're going to be leaving pretty soon. Joyce is on the phone over and over and over trying to call back home, but she keeps getting nervous. She's not getting through. She's getting busy signals. She's not connecting at all. And Murray, you know, tells her that, you know, there's many things that you can be late to in life. He said, like, you know, a kid's birthday party, they're not going to remember it anyway. But this is essentially a ransom exchange. He's like, this is something you need to very much be on time for. He takes the phone, he hangs it up for her, and he apologizes as they head out from the motel, where I guess they have the, is it 40,000? Am I correct? They're going to bring the money. And that's it with Alaska. But now we jump right over the Pacific Ocean, I want to say, right? That's the Pacific Ocean. I know it's an ocean, and I'm pretty sure it's specifically the Pacific Leap. Boom. I just wanted to make a joke with that. We jump across the bit of ocean over to Russia. It seems like whenever we get Alaska, we go right to Russia with that. And we jump, we've gone Indiana, Alaska, Russia, all in the first 90 seconds of this 10 minutes here. And we see Hopper and the other prisoners are being led outside. Antonov, that's the guard. That's our friendly guard, right? At least we hope he's friendly. He's talking to Hopper, telling him the plan and how there's a church for him to wait and that Yuri will be meeting him there. Hopper realizes, oh, does this mean you've heard from Joyce? And Antonov tells him, yes, you know, they arrived late last night. And if all goes well, you'll be eating Enzo's with your sexy woman tomorrow night. He's like, she's not my woman. He's like, yes, of course not. She saves your life because of friendship. I mean, come on, even he sees through it. He's like, he tells American, don't get your hopes up. It's like, I give you a 50 to 1 odds. And Hopper does not even react at all. He's like, oh, look at you. Cool, like Steve McQueen, the Cooler King, which is a reference to Steve McQueen's character in The Great Escape. Hopper's like, I hope not. So spoiler alert, I guess that Great Escape didn't go as great as Steve McQueen hoped it would. Now Antonov's like, I give you the odds to of 100 to 1. Then they spot that guard who is very much a nosy Nadia. And Antonov's like, where do you want it? He's like, anywhere but the face. Roughs him up a little bit just to ease the suspicion a little bit. Hopper gets up and they check the leg irons, and whew, thankfully, they pass the mustard. Is that the right thing? They pass the test, whatever it is. And he heads off onto the field. But that guard that they're worried about, that nosy guard, he's still looking. He seems to be interested at him. He's like watching Hopper as he goes away. And that's when we go away from Russia. So we've already gone from Indiana to Alaska to Russia, and now we've jumped over to California. Owen's guys are basically babysitting Jonathan, Will, and Mike, and they're doing what you think any boring old guys would do during the day at home. They're watching golf. When I grew up, we had family get-togethers on my mother's side. Eventually, my uncle and my grandfather would find a way to get golf on the TV, and everyone would, it'd be like in the background, and they would fall asleep after like a turkey dinner or an Easter ham. And I'd be like, this was so boring. But then later on in life, I was like, well, this is kind of boring, but it's relaxingly boring. Like I could put on golf and fall asleep or, you know, just kind of get into it a little bit. I don't really follow golf all that much. I haven't golfed in years, but I do appreciate it. And I do see the relaxation and the enjoyment in watching it. But these guys look like they're just doing it to do it. And while they're doing it, they're still being nitpicky little babysitters, like worried about every movement these kids make, because Jonathan can't even get up to get a drink without them asking, where are you going? He's like, can I get a drink during my house arrest? He's like, well, you're not under arrest. And like, okay, you know, like he's frustrated with them. He goes over to the fridge, and he sees a picture of him and Nancy that makes him stop for a second, makes him a little nostalgic. And while he's getting the drink, he also sees an ad for the phone number for Surfer Boy Pizza with the telephone number that still works. I was going to play a clip from that, and then I realized, well, am I going to have two phone clips in one episode? No, I'm not. It actually is what I heard when I called it. It still works. You can call it right now, 805-45-PIZZA. It's just the clip of Argyle. For me, it was the exact same clip that happens in the episode when they call for the pizza. He's like, hey, it's Argyle, Surfer Boy Pizza, try pineapple, blah, blah, blah. Not as exciting. It would have been cool, but after that Doritos telethon thing, I'm like, I'm not going to put that there. I can't have them comparing each other. But Jonathan looks at the ad, sees that, and then he's like, I have an idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
So we cut into Will's room, and that's where we get the clip that's playing at the beginning of this episode. Will and Mike are hanging out, and Will seems a little frantic, a little, you know, upset, obviously upset, but he's, you know, while Mike is just sitting there stewing, Will is like saying, you know, they can't do this. Like they're going to have us waiting, you know, not being able to talk to people for weeks or months. People are going to wonder what we're doing. And how's this supposed to help? And we're just, you know, he's going on and on. How are they supposed to do anything without Elle helping out? And really Mike's just sitting there. He's like, yeah, yeah. And he's looking at this, the letter that Elle left him from Elle. He's like, you know, staring at it, it's not going to change anything. He goes, you're right. You're right. And he goes and throws it away and they show it go into the wastebasket. And I always thought the way they showed it go in, that that's going to play into something. It never does, right? It never comes back because Elle never comes back to this house. In fact, pretty soon these guys aren't going to be coming back to this house. But the way they showed it go in, the way they, you know, he threw it, and I don't know, for some reason when I see things focused on, I'm like, oh, those are focused on for a reason, you know. But it didn't happen that way. So he's like, you're right, you're right. But he's just worried about this fight they had. It was like a fight. They've had arguments before, but this felt more real, more adult. And he's like, you know, if I said something, things would be different. If I said something, I'd be, you know, maybe she would take me with her. And Will's like, you know what? You can say it to her when you see her again. What we really should be worrying about is Hawkins. He's like, you don't really trust Owens. And he says, you know, well, you know, he's been good to us and Elle, but he couldn't protect me. That was you guys that saved me. That was you guys. And Mike's like, you know, looks like it's going to have to be up to us again. Will says, it always is. I love that. Because guess what? It is always up to these guys. And, you know, some of the adults, some of the cool adults. Not those two schlubs watching golf out in the living room. That's when Jonathan pops in and says, this is why we can't stay here. Okay. He's like, let's assume they're telling the truth. All right. You know, then, and we can't get to Hawkins. We can't talk to people in Hawkins because people are listening. Then we should go to Hawkins ourselves. It's like, how? And he goes with a ride, a cheap ride. And he holds up the ad for the pizza, Surfer Boy Pizza, which is where Argyle works. So they tell the guy, excuse me, we're hungry. And they want to order pizza. And then one of the guys is like, well, I could eat. So they get one of the guys to call, and that's when you get the clip of Surfer Boy Pizza. It's exactly the same thing that is when I call the Surfer Boy number. And he says, you know, I like pineapple on my pizza. It's gnarly, all these things. But then they show, like, the guy, one of the I don't know, he's a security, whatever he is, one of the agents. He's like, what the hell am I listening to here? So then, boom, we leave California and we come back to Hawkins for the final moments of this episode. We are with Max. We see Max. She's finishing up writing some things. We don't know exactly what she's been writing, but we do see on one envelope she writes Billy and underlines it. and she gets up, and you could see, like, she says, I know you guys are watching me. They're like, huh, what? She gets up and walks over to them, and I like that they're all looking down. She's like, you can look at me now. Oh, okay. Like, it was very funny, very awkward, very cute. She gives cards, envelopes to each of them, and to Dustin, to Steve, and to Lucas. And she's like, there's also ones here for Will, L, and Mike, if you ever see them again. They're like, I guess none for Robin or Nancy, but she doesn't really have any relationship with them. She's hung out with Steve more than them, right? I'm trying to think of Stranger Things 2 and Stranger Things 3. And yeah, I think that holds up. I think. Jeepers creepers, you never know. Or I guess you do know. It's just, I never know. So she's like, these are a failsafe, you know, in case things work out. And Lucas is like, things are going to work out, Al. And she's like, no. You know what? People tell me all the time that things are going to work out, and they never work out, okay? It never works out. And she's thinking about just her life. I think she's just thinking about her life in general. She's thinking about Billy, about her mom, about, you know, her stepdad, and how her life is where it was coming to Hawkins, where it is now. And you could see the boys are just awkwardly silent. Like, they don't know what to say. So when in doubt, don't say anything. So Max, at that point, you know, walks over, just kind of ease up the tension. She looks at the walkie-talkie and she's like, does this go to East Hawkins? If we go to East Hawkins, will this still work in Pennhurst? And Dustin's like, of course. But Steve's like, wait, why do you want to go to East Hawkins? Next thing we see is Max walking up from the driveway. Steve's like, no way. She's like, look, you expect me to spend what might be my last day alive in Mike Wheeler's basement? Okay. And she's like, we're either going or you're going to be forcing me to not go, which is kidnapping. And she'll claim kidnapping. Obviously she won't, but she'll claim kidnapping, and she knows a good lawyer. And she just, this look on her face. And then I thought, wait a minute, does she know a good lawyer? Do we know any lawyers? I don't remember. And I mean, there are divorce lawyers, but based on how the dad just left them, I don't think that was a very good lawyer, or it didn't work out for them all that well. So maybe she doesn't even know a lawyer, but that's just something you say. But Steve's just like, you know, he is like, are you kidding me? And he's frustrated, but he gives in. He's like, he says to Dustin, he's like, these walkie-talkies better reach Pennhurst. And then they all get in the car. Max turns back and looks back at the house. And we hear the clicking of the grandfather clock. And we see Max from a distance. We like, almost like something's watching her from somewhere. And, oh, that's it. That is time. That is the end of this 10 minutes. So a lot happened with a lot of characters. Like, we had something for just about everyone, except, no, we had Nancy and Robin at the beginning. They're, you know, they're not including Steve because they really need to look academic, and Nancy believes she can get Robin to pass the test, but doesn't think Steve would actually be realistic. We got Joyce and Murray in Alaska ready to go make the money drop. We got Hopper and Antonov in Russia, kind of ready for this being the big day, the big escape day, the great escape. And we have Mike, Will, and Jonathan coming up with a plan to get away from these guys and get back to Hawkins, and maybe get to 11 too. They didn't say that yet. But, and then we also have back in Hawkins, Max, Lucas, Dustin, and Steve. We've gone full circle. We started Hawkins, we ended Hawkins, and the four of them are going someplace in East Hawkins. Now, we all know where they're going, but we don't know at this point yet where they're going. They don't know where they're going yet. We obviously know, but that's not for today. Today is done. Today is in the books. So that's it. I think we nailed it. We talked about Doritos, talked about some delicious coffee, and then they got pizza. Now it's like pizza, coffee, Doritos. I mean, really, that I could survive on that. I mean, probably the pizza and the Doritos would eventually kill me, but at least I'd have delicious coffee with me along the way. So thank you guys for following the show, listening to the show, still finding the show. I appreciate it. I see the numbers. I see people are still finding these episodes. So I really appreciate it. And I can't wait till we get to Stranger Things 5. We have a long ways to go with Stranger Things Forever and a short time to get there. Right? There's a long way to go and a short time to get there. Sometimes Eastbound, oh, watch old bandit run. I don't know if I got the lyrics right exactly, but my goodness, what a song. All right, that's it. You can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. You can find every episode of Stranger Danger on our YouTube channel, which is Fans Not Experts, and over at StrangerDangerPodcast.com and Facebook, Fans Not Experts, blah, blah. But who's on Facebook really anymore, except everyone's parents? So that's it. I think we nailed it. I think I'll be back again. This isn't even the last episode this week, so look for another one in a couple days. I'm going to try to do these every few days, get at least 3 out a week. That's the plan. So far, I've got 2, so I haven't actually achieved 1 week of that plan yet, but I'm working on it. Can't get there until we're there. And we'll be there soon. So that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following. Thank you for liking. Thank you for comments. Thank you for reactions. I truly, truly appreciate it. And of course, we all are thankful for Stranger Things. And Stranger Things is thankful for us because it's viewers and podcasters and listeners and fans like us around the world that help keep Stranger Things alive forever. Ooh, I sound like a dead animal.
Fans Not Experts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to get myself up and ready and go to therapy or whatever. Even to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at BetterHelp.com.